We're here. It's 10 o'clock. September 14th. You're listening to WMFO Medford. Excuse me a moment while I adjust the soundboard. I don't have any of the other mics on. So we're going to be listening to some vinyl tonight. No aux out. No aux night on WMFO. Here, this is Jamaican Drums. I'm not going to do that.
Tricks next, weather reports, whatever you want. But it's nice seeing some folks here from television, tell you that. The one guy gave me a hard time. He kept looking at me and looking at me. He said, what I know you from, you know? I said, you ever watch a Tonight Show? Johnny Carson? He said, yeah, you too. Hey, good crowd, huh? It's all right. You know me, I love crowds. I love crowds. And as a kid, my house was always crowded, always people around. You know, I come from a big old-fashioned, hard-working, stupid family. That's what I come from. What a dumb family I got. Are you kidding? Last week I looked up my family tree. I found out I'm the sap. My old man, he was dumb too, my old man. He worked in a bank. They caught him stealing pens. I tell you, I can't relax, you know? Well, the other night I felt like having a few drinks. I went over to the bartender. I said, surprise me. He showed me a naked picture of my wife. My wife had got no sex life either. She cut me down at once a month. Oh, I'm lucky. Two guys I know, she cut out completely. Look, I met one of the guys. I told him, who told you could fool around my wife? He said, everybody. My wife. Well, last night she told me she wants to have sex in the back seat of the car and she wants me to drive. A good life, we even crying out loud. You're going to laugh at here, baby. How you doing? I love a guy with a good laugh. You're all right, baby. Huh? Where you from, bud? The questions get harder as I go along, you know. I'm not gonna follow you home. What are you worrying about, for crying out loud, huh? Where you from again? Whereabouts? Jersey? No wonder. I've got enough trouble over here. Don't you start now. Will you please? Whereabouts in Jersey, huh? Wayne, New Jersey. Oh, Wayne. Oh, you city slicker. I'm in a good mood, though, I'll tell you that. I just signed a big contract with General Motors for 2 years. I bought a new car. I always get stuck when I buy a car. The salesman always says she's a beauty. He never says he's a beauty, and I find out why, because the car and a girl are very much alike. I mean, with either one, a car or a girl, how many times in a cold morning when you really need it, it won't turn over? What the hell? Nice to see the love in the room, anyway. Man, there's too much hate in the world today. People always fight with each other, it's awful. The trouble with me is I'm too easygoing. Last night I had dinner in a Chinese restaurant, I opened my fortune cookie. Inside was a guy's check next to me. I said to my buddy, I got you a check. He said, thanks. And all I mean is wise guys. You take a little vacation. Spoke to some guy who works in a travel agency. He told me I could spend 6 nights in Puerto Rico. No days, just 6 nights in Puerto Rico. I said to myself, well, I do myself days. So do whatever you want. Just keep out of Puerto Rico. Well, you have to get away once in a while. Take a little vacation. I went to Paris last year. In Paris. Are you folks been in Paris? How about Pennsylvania? Well, I guess Pennsylvania's more popular than Paris. What am I? I like to get away once in a while. What the heck? I just did a one-nighter in Milwaukee, and she was lovely. I wish I came to Midwest, and I lived in a nice, adjusted town. You know, really, it was nice. I had a wooden frame house with a screen door in the back of the kitchen. My brother and sister were Marianne and Biff. I had a fat maid named Annie. I walk her with a tennis racket, smack her in the ass. She goes, oh, that boy! And Dad worked for the bank for 30 years, vice president, very adjusted man, Dad. Churchgoer, never smokes, drinks, or gambles. Then you read about these guys. What, did they pick up an axe and wipe out the whole family, you know? Well, Well, the next day the cops come around. What happened here? What kind of man was he? He was a quiet man. A very quiet man. Where was I? Oh, I was in Paris. Yes, I was in Paris. Went to a place called the Crazy Horse Saloon. Little French girl saw me there. There's the owner right over there. I'm going to see her. A little French girl saw me. She looked at me. She said, "You're cute." And then she told me, "Your men are committed to best lovers." And then she said, "Well, your men are committed to comedians that are best lovers." And I walked away. I figured I was too good for her. Who the hell needs that? She was a lovely girl. Well, she told me she was a world traveler. Then she told me what her trip cost. And I told her, "We live in two different worlds." She was a lovely girl. In fact, that night took me to a wild party. I played a new version of Russian Roulette. And we passed around six girls, and one of them had VD. I don't know. People say to me, "What do you like about a girl that goes legs? Are you a leg man? Are you a breast man? Are you an ass man?" I don't know. I think I must be an ass man. Yeah, people always say to me, "You're an ass man." I'll tell you what's embarrassing. You see a great ass, you follow it, it turns out to be a guy. Am I too fast for this whole table over here? What is it, huh? There's a lot of things I can't figure out. I was in a place the other night, and this place was girls dancing. They had no clothes on, naked. They wouldn't let me in. I didn't have a tie and a jacket. Oh, yesterday was a beauty. I asked a cab driver, "Where can I get some action?" He took me to my house. There's a lot of things going on around my house. Well, the other night in front of my house, I saw a guy jogging naked. I said to him, "How come?" He said, "'Cause you came home early." Well, last week I really got stuck. I went to a discount massage parlor with self-service. I'll tell you, my sex life had nothing anyway. Are you kidding? My sex life. My biggest thrill is self-inflicted hickeys. What a sex life. I told a girl from Allstate, "Whatever I'm putting in your hands, you'll never sell me insurance." Sex life. Well, at least I get the girls in all because of who I am. This morning when I put on my underwear, I could hear the Fruit of Loom guys giggling. I'm a bad lover, you're getting very bad lover. And I caught a baby Tom Boyne. Now, but some guys, they do anything to get girls. I was trying to get girls for, I was talking to my dog for a while. I figured some girls, like, when I get a dog, if I stop talking, I get the girls. I'm like, "Oh, my God, the dog's too much." He was using me to go to the dogs. No, but dogs are smart. They really are. I mean, a guy meets a girl, he's not sure if he likes it, takes her out a few times, spends all kinds of money. A dog don't do this. Dog goes out with one smell. She's for me. That's right away, you know. Women have a lot of control. I hear them talk. I don't care. I'll go now, later. Whatever you have to go. Have a good one. A lot of women act so classy. They never say I'm going to the bathroom. They have to powder my nose. That's where her nose is. A lot of trouble, I'll tell you that. Now, I'll tell you a place you have to control yourself in a bank, but a lot of banks never see a men's room. They have men's rooms only for employees. You have to work there to use it. I was at the bank last week. I had to go so bad, I applied for a job. But it's nice when you borrow money for a bank. You know, if you miss a payment, you get notices like, "Have you forgotten this? Perhaps we crossed in the mail or something." You buy money from a Shylock is different. As a kid, I bought $100 from a Shylock. I paid him back $20 a week for 5 years. I still owe him $450. How the hell I you do a lot of things. You come out of kidney wound. You don't get old. I'm at the age now, to me, shooting up means the end of a bag. Kidding, getting old. At my age, I want two girls at once. If I fall asleep, they got each other to talk to. You know when you get old, you get certain signs. I walked past a cemetery, two guys ran after me with shovels. Now, I don't care about sex anymore. To me, food is exciting. Ah, I tell you what, me, eating has replaced sex completely. And in fact, I had a mirror put in over my kitchen table. Oh, the other night I was embarrassed. While I was eating, my kid walked in. I grabbed my napkin, I covered my main dish, you know? Oh, my wife had a mirror put in over our bed. Yeah, she told me she likes to watch herself laugh. I don't know. I'll tell you, I'm the kind of guy with me, I'll tell you, certain times I like sex, you know, like after a cigarette. My wife is different. After we have sex, she never wants a cigarette. She says one drag is enough. I gotta lose some weight, I'll tell you that. I lost some, I gotta lose some weight. These are all known as jokes, what I'm doing here. They're no jokes. You're the best great hooker to work in my life. This guy look at me like I'm a dog guy for fun. I don't know, I'll tell you what would be nothing comes easy, nothing. Well, last week I went to the track, I showed off the opening gun, they killed my horse. I'll tell you my trouble, I got the wrong doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinny Boombat. That's my doctor. Oh, doctor, forget a weird. I saw him last week, I told him, Doc, every day I wake up, I look in the mirror, I want to throw up, what's wrong with me? He said, I don't know, but your eyesight is perfect. Now, once I called him, I swallowed a bottle of sleeping pills. He told me to have a few drinks and get some rest. Oh, he's a strange doc, you know. No matter where it hurts you, he wants to kiss it to make it better. Well, after he checked me for a hernia, I had to change my phone number. Me lose weight either. He told me to run 5 miles a day for 2 weeks. I called him up. I said, Doc, I'm 70 miles from my house. This table can't multiply either. You gotta multiply over here, okay? My dentist told us another one. I told him the teeth will get me over. Thank you.
Oh, breaks through the wall. Teen rodent that die, headed in fluorescent light. White pride stick in my brain, and the porcelain warms me up.
Summer is a super time to cook, so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables, on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor, you're a concerned citizen. a public service announcement from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Dead air. All right. No vinyl night. No aux night. Vinyl night.
I'm a roving cowboy far away from home, far from the prairie where I used to roam, where the doggies wander and the wind goes free. Oh, my heart is yonder on the lone prairie. Oh, bury me out on the lone prairie, where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free.
Come to die, yeah.